This is Bozo Swansea, your on-the-spot war correspondent for the AP, UP, IP. No, that's the Associated Press and United Press for Americans Forced Overseas. Here with me this evening is a member of the 553rd Reconnaissance Squadron.
That's Wing, buddy.
Wing. A recent addition to Karat, Royal Thai Air Force Base.
That's Kalat. Well, Smarty, don't you speak Thai?
Pardon me. I notice your wing insignia boasts a bat cat with the inscription Kaviti Katam. What does that mean, please?
It says, look out for the pussy.
You're the aircraft commander, I understand.
You fucking A, buddy.
Okay, yes. How many crew members fly with you on an average mission?
Well, let's see. We got me and my co-pilot, two engineers, two navigators, radio operator, an EWO, two radio techs, a SECO, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 SAMs.
That makes 19.
Yeah, but we generally have a wing weenie or two to go along.
I see. You mean you have a wing staff officer to fly along and observe your crew procedures. Is that correct?
No, I mean the son of a bitch makes a takeoff and landing and sleeps the rest of the
How long is an average mission?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. We just stay up so goddamn long we don't even recognize the place when we get back.
Oh, come on now. I'm sure you're pulling my leg, aren't you?
Oh, no. So just the other day here, we landed and they built a brand new officer's club.
Tell me, have you people distinguished yourselves in any way?
Yes, we have. By being associated with the Thud Pilots here, we're an authority on four-letter words now, like shit, piss.
Yes, right. Let's see, could you tell me about the aircraft you fly? The EC-121R, I believe.
Yeah, we refer to it fondly as Lockheed Flying Speed Brake.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good old airplane, quite simple to fly. It takes off at 120, climbs at 120, cruises at 120, descends at 120, lands at 120, and taxis at 120.
I see. Is there anything else?
Yeah, and it's got four good fans on it.
Fans?
Yeah, you know, like screws. Four screws are better than a blowjob anytime.
I notice that you have a lot of young co-pilots teamed up with older aircraft commanders. Could you tell me the reason for this, please?
Somebody's got to hit that old fart handle three pieces of
Where do you fly your missions?
That's top secret, man.
Now, come on now, I have a top secret clearance.
Well, if you really must know, it's far, far away.
Far away from here?
Far away from the action.
Tell me, sir, have you really ever been scared?
The only time I've been scared here is all the way from the whorehouse to the hospital and I get that first shot of penicillin.
I understand that your wing came over from Otis Air Force Base. How did you enjoy the Cape?
Fucking Cape sucks.
How long did it take you to fly over here?
In our Lockheed's flying speed brake, about half the tour.
I understand your crew recently took an R&R to Bangkok.
Yeah, but here in the 553rd, we call it I&I.
I&I?
Intoxication and intercourse.
I see. How long were you there?
48 hours of drinking and fucking.
Well, did you do any sightseeing while you were there in the fabulous Black Pearl of the East?
No, just drinking fucks.
Did you bring back anything with you from the fabulous markets there?
The only thing we brought back is a clap, and we're taking shots, and boy, is our ass sore.
What do you think of the women here in Thailand?
Well, I tell you, aside from their B.O., garlic breath, and V.D., they're a goddamn good bunch of H.G.B.B.s.
H.G.B.B.s.
Humping good bunch of broads.
What do you think of the F-105 pilots here?
Well, all in all, they're a pretty good bunch, but I really wonder about them at times.
Really? How's that?
They keep singing, him, him, fuck him. They've been here so long, the bastards have turned queer.
What do you do for excitement around here?
Well, we drink at the club most of the time, go downtown, get a hot bath and a hand job.
Well, what sort of entertainment is provided for your people?
Oh, just the other night here, we had a beauty contest among the nurses.
Really?
Yeah, nobody won. Then we also have bar races.
Tell me about that.
Well, three or four guys get up and see how quickly they run the bar without breaking their goddamn necks. And then we award prizes to the survivors.
Right. Would you tell me about that, please?
Yeah, first prize is a date with the nurse of your choice.
I see.
Second prize is a date with two nurses.
I'm a little bit afraid to ask about the third prize.
The last guy went AWOL rather than take the prize.
Back to the war now. What do you consider to be the most dangerous part of your mission, the deadly flak or the SAMs or the Russian-built MiGs?
The most dangerous part of our mission is electrical power failure.
Really?
You mean you would lose your engine instruments and your ability to detect hostile enemy action? No, I mean the coffee'd get cold and the refrigerator would go off. All the peanut butter sandwiches would spoil. I understand you have a pet dog here, a mascot, named Snoopy. Could you tell me about him, please? Yeah, we got him down in Florida. He's got almost enough missions now for an air medal.
Really?
Yeah, he drinks beer and he gets drunk, and the silly bastard likes to fuck cats.
Isn't that dangerous?
A little pussy never hurt nobody.
I notice that you don't have a squadron patch like the F-105 boys, Ryan's Raiders and things like that. Could you tell me why?
Well, we got one being made up downtown. You see, it's two rats. They're dressed in white Bermuda shorts. They're blindfolded, standing knee-deep in chicken shit, stabbing each other in the back.
Well, thank you. Do you have anything in the way of a message to pass on to our young American boys who will soon be of age to come to Southeast Asia?
Yes, Canada's an awful nice place this time of the year.
Yeah!